Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the Made Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
It's W2 race. It's Thursday, the second day of May Bumps 2012. We're running a little bit behind because of a couple of cruisers that came up, but I'm going to throw up to Kayla, who is on the first post. Kayla.
That's right, and we just heard the one-minute cannon go off down in First Post Corner. The crews of the women's second division are now getting ready to push out. Leading off at the head of the division, we have Peterhouse W1, followed by Kings W1, Pembroke W2, Sydney Sussex W1, Mary Edwards W1, followed by Emma W2, Fitz W1, Jesus W2, Robinson W1, Noonan W2, Homerton W1, Angler Ruskin W1, Darwin W1, followed by LNBC W2, Blair W2, Downing W2, Hughes Paul W1, and I believe our sandwich vote for this division is Wolfson W1, who bumped up on Hit Hall W2 in the women's third division a little earlier today. Crews are just pushing out now and getting lined up. Up here we've got a bit of a cross tail, which should make the corner interesting. And the gun to start the race has just gone off. The head of this division is looking pretty strong. Peterhouse is a very quick start, but Kings look to be coming up on them fairly quickly. Behind them, Pembroke's looking very smooth and quite relaxed off the start. They're just coming into First Post Corner now. And Peterhouse looks to be retaining a lead of about 2 lengths. Pembroke's moved up on Kings. They look to be closing to about a length and a half now. And behind them, we have Sydney Sussex W1 on station. King's taking a very nice line around the corner. They're literally within inches of the bank, so that was a lucky one for the cops. And they're being followed by Pembroke W2, looking very smooth and flowing into the finish. Looking back towards the end of the division, we've still got Murray Edwards behind Sydney Sussex on station, but everyone's bunching up a bit towards the foot of the division here. There looks to be quite a lot of competition between Emma W2 and Fitz W1. Fitz within maybe half a length now at the very first few minutes of the race. Following them, they've taken about 2 lengths up on Jesus W2, and Robinson W1 looks to be within a length on them. Fitz taking a very interesting line around this corner, but they still look to be gaining on Emma, and I think we'll be expecting a bump around Grassy Corner, if not in the next few strokes. Tom, how's it looking at Grassy?
Yeah, thanks, Kayla. So we're coming around onto Grassy Corner now. We've got Peterhouse W1 coming through. They're just about on station, if not, things have made up a little bit of ground on them. Coming around this corner, both making a reasonably good line as they go. Pembroke 2 behind them, they're all right, but they're a long way back from Kings. It's further back where it's getting a bit tight. We've got Sydney and Murray Edwards, who we expected to bump today. They've closed that gap right down. They've got a couple of whistles, so we're going to follow that one in a minute. But I'll go back to you, Kayla.
I've just in the final moments of a bump here between Homerton W1 and Noonan W2. They've just conceded at the apex of First Post Corner, and if they don't clear quickly, it looks like we're going to have a lot of carnage at the foot of the division. Following them, I have Angler Ruskin W1, Darwin W1, and LNBC W2 all very close together. LNBC W2 are within feet of a bump on Darwin, but that's only if they don't hit the boat of Angler Ruskin W1 in the next few strokes. It's very close. We just had a bump. Angler Ruskin W1 bumped by Darwin, and I'll send it back to you, Tom.
Thanks, Kayla. So up in front of me, we've just had Murray Edwards have bumped up on Sydney Sussex right in front of me on the grass reach. I'm getting poked by the as I talk. And further back, then it looks like Emma 2. They were bumped by Fitz just on the way round first post corner. We've now got Jesus coming through. We're closely being pursued by Robinson. That could be bumped there in a moment, but I'll go back to Kayla for the moment.
Lots of carnage at first post corner today. We had Darwin W1 bump out Angler Ruskin W2. Justin LNBC W2 was about to bump Darwin. Darwin and Angler Ruskin were unable to clear. And I'll send it off to you, Claire. I didn't.
Up a different corner. I'm here with Peterhouse and Kings. They come around the corner, and Peterhouse are inches away from Kings.
Kings, being bumped by Kings as they come around the corner into Long Beach. I'm pretty sure that any moment now the Cogs are going to have to concede that as a bump, because they are basically not, there's no boat legacy in their base touching yet. Dad, to you, Benedict.
Besto Bowler here at Grassy Corner, and we've had Robinson chasing Jesus Brown Grassy Corner. They've got overlap. It's only a matter of time before they make that bump. They're coming now past the plough, and it has been conceded. So a bump there. Robinson 1, who are expected to bump up. They have done on Jesus 2. Those ones pulling back to the side now, and we'll go back to distance.
Back at distance, yep. So we had Peterhouse and Kings go around the corner. I will be almost completely sure that Kings has bumped Peterhouse at some point around there. I think maybe Benedict will be able to confirm that. Pembroke, meanwhile, were absolutely miles behind Kings and far ahead of anyone behind them. And right now, I can see no more boats up at distance, which implies to me there's been a lot more bumping further down.
Yeah, so down here at Grassy now, we've got Claire 2 coming through around the corner. They're being closely pursued by Downing 2. There's about a length in it now as they come round. They're tired. They've had a long way to row right from the back of the lock, and they're keeping on going. Behind them, they've got Husall coming through left behind them, and the sandwich boat. It's all about whether Downing can catch that Clare boat coming round the corner. Clare taking a good line. They look nice and balanced on that corner as they head down towards the plough. Downing looking a little bit unbalanced there, but generally okay. The Husall boat coming through now. They're not going to catch that Downing boat, and behind the Wolverton again, a couple of lengths behind. I'm going to go up to the reach with Benedict.
Thank you, Tom. Just in time. And Claire, you said that teams you thought were going to bump Peterhouse as they came around this corner. It looks like they've lost a lot of ground coming around the corner, because Peterhouse now back on station with Kings. They're about a boat and a half length apart. They're going to be rowing down the long reach, but it looks to me like of the two crews, it's the Peterhouse crew that's stronger, but we'll keep with the Kings as well, because it may be that they can make the catch before the finish line. Then a long way behind is Pembroke too. There is miles and miles and miles of clear water between these two boats. They are the only three boats on the long reach at the moment, so I'm going to stick with King and Peterhouse, but throw back up to you, Claire, at different corner.
Claire, at the corner, we've just had Downing bump Pembroke, and Downing bump Claire as they pull into the side by the plough. The boat is actually practically touching right now. They're having to push away from a houseboat, which they seem to have slightly collided with. But Downing are very, very happy about that. Downing have bumped women. Behind them, we now have Husall coming up all on their own. They've got no one ahead or behind them now. Oh, they have the sandwich boat, but they're easily two boats away. So we've got Husall coming up, taking a slightly leisurely line around the corner, but no matter, because they are miles ahead of the sandwich boat. Back to Benedict.
Okay, well, whatever ground Kings had gained on the plough reach, they have lost, and then some, on the way to the railway bridge down the long reach. There is no way Kings will catch Peterhouse. Kings are now maybe two, perhaps three boat lengths behind. Pembroke too, perhaps possibly in with a chance of catching them, though I think it's unlikely, if I'm honest, as they row under the railway bridge. And looking back at the long reach, there is literally nothing else to see. There are no other boats coming down here at the moment. I presume that means straight from MS2, although we'll keep an eye on it as well. In fact, Claire, can you confirm that? And then we're just going to see what's happening. Claire, up to you.
Here at distance, we just had Husall going around the corner, followed by the sandwich boat, which I believe is Wolfman. They're just going around the corner now, and on that, there are no more boats on the river. Everyone else has to stop.
Okay. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of rowovers, but just coming onto the reach now, just turning around this corner, that is, I'm looking from a distance, but I'm assuming that that is Husall. Yes, followed by Wolfson. Now they're coming down the long reach. We'll stick with them. We might as well. They're the only ones left in the race. And it's looking like there is a lot of difference between them, like you said, on the prior reach. I think this is not going to be a bump. I think we're going to see another two rowovers here. So what I'll do is run down as we've called it so far, and then we'll confirm later what happened. So Peterhouse 1 and Kings 1 both go over. Kings looks like could possibly catch them earlier on, but lost that advantage. Pembroke 2 row over. Sydney 1 bumped by Mary Edwards 1. Emma 2 bumped by Fitzwilliam 2. Jesus 2 bumped by Robinson 1. Newnham 2 bumped by Homerton 1. Anglia Ruskin 1 bumped by Darwin 1. Although there was a bit of controversy there, LNBC 2 looked like they're about to catch them. And LNBC 2 hasn't come down to the long reach. Can I go back up to Grafton Corner, Tom? Do you know what's going on there?
Yeah, so what I can suggest there is that coming around First Post Corner, where Darwin got that bump on Angular Ruskin, it looks as though LNBC may have been awarded a technical rollover from that. They've come through, they've not got any greenery in their hair, so they haven't had the bump, at least. But it looks like they've given the rollover, it seems. So that's the clarification at the moment. We'll go back up to you, Benedict.
Okay, and then the final bit of the division then, that's Fair 2 bumps by Downing 2. And I'm just with Hughes Hall 1 and Wolfden 1, and they'll be rowing to the railway bridge where they finish as a bottom 9 women's division special boat. And they're not going to bump. There is a good 2 boat length between them.
97.2.
Your city.
Your Cam FM.